Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Gutteridge for the double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair juggles the ball. That's an error on Blair. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Moncrief reaches third base with a triple. Lobbs scores. Criscola goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Criscola hits a line drive to center field. Krivic throws towards the plate. Wagner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Judnick scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. Criscola moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Moncrief hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Moncrief moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief fires over to first and McQuinn drops the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Fred Caligiuri now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caligiuri fields it and throws to third for the out. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Criscola strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Moncrief hits a line drive towards short. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Blair reaches second base with a double. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri hits a fly ball into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 3 in the game. Klift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 5-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klift moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball towards right field. Vallo makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Vallo. Klift scores. McQuinn moves to second. One out. It's 6-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball towards center. Krivic settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Krivic. McQuinn scores. Lobbs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Browns. Tex Shirley now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Konopka pinch hits for Dick Siebert. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Konopka now playing first base. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka is 0 for 1 in the game. Konopka hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.